Frederick, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Yeah, thank you. Doing good. How you guys doing?
You were pretty good, considering. Okay. Pretty good. Yeah. Thank you for asking. You an NFL fan by chance? You gonna be watching that tonight?
Probably not. I don't know. Maybe a little bit. I like watching live sports more than I love the draft and all that stuff.
You're more of a
to get back on TV. Yeah.
Being Danish, are you more of a football fan than an American football fan?
No, actually, surprisingly, I think I'd rather watch the NFL than I would most soccer games. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just me, I guess.
So are you still, forgive me for being intrusive, are you still rooming with Austin Matthews in Arizona right now? Is that still a thing?
I am, yeah. So I've been out here for quite a bit now, so.
What's the,
got into any fights yet, so we're good.
Good.
But that's going to happen eventually. What do you think the tipping point will be between yourself and Austin Matthews having a fracture in your rooming relationship?
That's a good question. I think I've left the door open to his patio once. Kind of yelled at me because the air conditioner wasn't really able to do its job. So that could be another thing if I do that again. But hopefully that won't happen.
I know he's a GQ guy. Is Austin Matthews still going hard on fashion outfits, or like everybody else in quarantine right now, has he settled into the track pants and t-shirts look?
Yeah, I think he's definitely got that GQ effect, and I think even in like sweatpants and t-shirts, I think he's trying to make it look somewhat fashionable. But yeah, I'm sure he's. He's come to the conclusion that sweatpants and shorts is better than jeans and all that stuff. So,
right.
So it's about comfort right now.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Hear, hear, Frederick. Hear, hear. Frederick Anderson of the Leafs joining us here on Tim and Sid. So if you're rooming with Austin Matthews, you're watching bad television, right? Like he's making you watch the bad stuff on Netflix, like Love is Blind, the dating shows. Like, is that going on right now? Do you have much say in that?
Yeah, it's still going on. I think he moved on to a new season. I think he says it's better. I haven't really been fully invested, so I can't really tell. He's definitely been watching pretty religiously. So I've only been able to watch like an episode or two in a row, and that's too much for me after that.
You and me both. So I got to ask you, I mean, obviously this is a trying time and the health of society is way more important than everything that we're talking about, but we're the distraction. That's what sports is good for, is to kind of give people smiles and get them away from the day-to-day stuff. But how does a goalie stay in shape in Arizona? And have you and Leafs goaltender coach Steve Bier had to get creative with it?
Yeah, we kind of get time to work on things that are different. Obviously, we can use video as a tool and try to watch some games or saves and stuff like that to keep the mindset of being in a real game. Obviously, not the same thing, but I think the visualization of that is going to help not make it too difficult when we do get back. So that kind of stuff has been huge. He's been awesome for me and helped me stay a little bit more sane and just trying to have something to do. And I think the phone calls we've had has just been good for him too. I've got someone to talk to besides his family. So.
Frederick Anderson, no Toronto Maple Leafs. Sorry, Timmy, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, there's no way that Austin Matthews is firing shots at you, is he?
Not yet. I think we're going to experiment with that pretty soon. He has a sport court in his backyard, so I think we're waiting on another to come in and some text. So we'll see if we can do something with that and try to stay sharp.
Frederick Anderson of the Leafs here on Tim and Sid. Frederick, there's been a lot kind of out there over the last 48 hours about what a return could potentially look like if medically the league's cleared to do it. I want to start with playing without fans, because I think that's the one universal thing most people agree on is going to be a hard and fast rule, at least to end this season. As a goalie, I would assume, though, you block out the fans anyway. How much will change for you in that scenario?
Yeah, I think the games were really, really dialed in. I think it wouldn't really matter what's outside the boards, but obviously the thrill of playing in front of thousands of fans is something that it's really cool to experience. And looking back when you're younger, you don't see that many fans besides your parents or families and stuff like that when you grow up. So the fans and stuff has been an added bonus once I made it further in my career, and I think it would be almost weird to go back to playing without fans. But I mean, at this point, I think like you said, maybe it has to be that way. But yeah, the good thing is we can put it on TV and people at home can get something to do and be entertained for a bit.
Frederick Anderson joining us here on Tim and Sid. Earlier we were talking to Brendan Shanahan, the president of the Maple Leafs, and he was optimistic about a return, and we all understand how it would happen, and if we got there, that means that we're probably in a good space health-wise for society. But would you be okay if there was a return and it ended up being, we've talked about kind of some hub cities, would you be okay with a quarantine with the team in the city if it meant that you could play the rest of the season?
Of course, yeah. I think I'd play under pretty much any circumstance to try to get back to doing what we want. And again, gives people something to watch. I think people are starving for content and meaningful things to watch. That's not Love Island, so. But I think that's just the better we can get back. The sooner we can get back, the better. And obviously, we're taking all the precautions health-wise. It's priority number one.
Frederick Anderson of the Leafs here on Tim and Sid. In contact you've had with other guys around the league, without naming names, and without naming exactly what Austin thinks, is obviously you're living with him, so I'm not going to ask you that. Do you find players are generally accepting of how weird this is going to be, of the quarantine aspect, of the no fans, of playing basically every other day potentially for a couple of months in some really, really high stress and drama situations? Do you find guys are cool with that idea given the circumstances?
I think generally speaking, yeah, I think there's no really handbook for this stuff. I mean, it's tough to really draw from experience and past stuff like this. And so I think it's on us to kind of go along and play along with whatever can be possible. And I think that's really what we can do. We can't really control the curve and the spreading out more fun other than just helping out and doing our part. So I think personally I'd definitely be able to play at any cost almost in any kind of way.
Frederick, before we let you go, I mean you've seen a lot of pucks as goalie of the Leafs the last several years, and your odometer is a bit different than other guys' odometers. You've been busy. Physically now, how are you? I know no one wanted this break, but now that you got it, was it physically okay for you? Is this something you needed? And what kind of headspace do you think you'll be in whenever, hopefully, the season resumes?
Once we resume, I'll be good. But I would say, actually, I felt like I was finding my stride again just before the break or the pause, whatever you call it. So, obviously, a little bit everyone disappointed to not finish the season, but hopefully you can do so sooner rather than later. But I think, again, for me, I've been trying to just enjoy everything you do, but find ways to stay positive and look for the positives in this thing. And it's, like you said, I've played a lot of hockey and I've seen a lot of pucks, so take it as a good thing to try to rest up and hopefully be ready to go once we do start up again.
We know that it's tough for everyone right now, and we also know that you taking the time is really appreciated by us. But I just got to ask, being away from home, and do you talk to the folks in Denmark much? I know they had a really interesting way of dealing with this economically and physically. Everyone back home okay and doing well?
Yeah, everyone's good. My sister goes to school in Maine, plays hockey there. She was able to get out of the States and go back home in time, and they started closing things a little bit sooner than we did in Canada and the U.S., so that was the reason I didn't go back there, and obviously got very fortunate that Austin invited me down here. So I think the Denmark has been doing a good job of helping out and kind of taking parts of it and spreading out some money to small businesses and make sure that everyone's not hit too hard. So seems like it's working pretty good.